and welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here on a beautiful Friday morning. Okay, we just finished live coverage of Prime Minister Mark Carney's address to the nation. First one since he's been elected as Prime Minister. Took some questions from the media after. Okay, here's a couple of things. We'll talk a little bit about what we heard in the speech. A few things bothered me about this, but there was some positive stuff in there as well. So he talked about the fact that since being elected, newly elected as government, he intends to stand up to Trump and improve the economy. The first 2 points out of his mouth, talked about democracy remains strong in Canada, talked about being committed to working with others, real partnerships with the provinces, he said, to transform the economy. And he did at one time talk about, we want to grow an economy that is a single Canadian economy as opposed to 13 different, essentially referring to the provinces. So a couple of dates he said to watch out for. He will be appointing cabinet on May 12th. He will recall parliament for the 26th of May. King Charles will be here in person to do a speech from the throne on the 27th. Immediate priorities, number one, you're not going to be surprised, relationship with the United States. And I say that because there was criticism through the campaign from many that while relationship with the United States is important, is that the number one priority? Certainly, that was the Liberals' campaign number one priority, and he talked about the old relationship with the states is over. He's got a meeting next Tuesday in Washington, and they will talk about both the economic and security relationship between the two nations. And then he went on to talk about working with provinces to identify projects that work for Canada, to protect programs that are in place to save money, talked about cutting GST on homes. In fact, they're going to create a new entity called Build Canada Homes to try and increase significantly the number of homes across Canada. He talked about keeping Canada secure and Canadians safe with investments in military, more CBSA officers, more RCMP officers, toughening criminal code consequences and making it harder to achieve bail, a cap on immigration, government spending reduced so that Canadians can spend more, and then talked about Canada United. Although I will say, and you can accuse me of reading too much into it, but the whole piece that he did on Canada United was in French. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Slap me on the hand if you think I am. But to me, it was something. It was all in French. And by the way, while I'm bellyaching, the translators were brutal. I thought the translation was terrible. But in the part where he talked about Canada United, he talked about working with and talking to premiers of different provinces throughout Canada who are going to be essential to making the economic improvements a success. And then ended with, we are in a once-in-a-lifetime crisis, of course, referring to the states, time to come together, a time to meet the crisis with a positive force. In terms of questions, you know, there was lots, I would argue too many, Trump-related questions. It's really frustrating. Would it have not been refreshing to have someone say, what do you think about these Chinese tariffs on canola? Like, I'm laughing as I say it because that you're not going to hear that coming in a press conference or that's happening in Ottawa. I know you're not going to hear it. A pipeline question would have been refreshing. It was Trump, Trump, Trump. Yep, they got a meeting next Tuesday. He talked about his attitude going into the meeting. He was asked, how are you going to avoid an ambush like the Ukrainian president had? He talked about being prepared and perspective. He was asked, will you be pursuing a formal governing pact with the NDP? And his answer was quickly, no. And he talked about his style of governing. He wants to work in partnership to achieve consensus to be able to make things pass. Two other quick things, and then I'm going to open up phone lines for you. I already said I thought the translation was terrible, and I felt like almost every question was on Eastern Canadian concerns, and much of them focused on Trump. Heavy focus on the crisis with the United States. This is another thing that's petty, and I know he's new to politics and probably doing media, but I don't like, and it's a crutch phrase for him, but I don't like when he answers questions and he starts with the word look. If he's asked a question about how are you going to improve the economy? And he says, look, and then finishes his answer. That to me is a condescending way to start. And I think one of his handlers, one of his communication people, need to tell him, no, Mr. Prime Minister, with respect, do not start your answers with the word look. It has its place. And if you do it right, you can show that you're serious about something or you want to cut to the chase or whatever. But when every question you're asked starts with look, It's a bugaboo of mine, but I don't like that. Okay, what do you think? 1-877-332-8255. You just heard newly elected Prime Minister Mark Carney speak for the first time. Did you like what you heard? Did he hit the points? Was there something he missed? Are you prepared to give him time to see if he can do all of these things? Because some of the stuff, I mean, let's not ignore. There were a lot of things that he said in there that I think that's great. You want to invest more in the military. You want to increase CBSA officers and you want stricter toughening the laws through the criminal code, make bail harder to get, bail reform. I mean, we've been harping on bail reform for how long? Cap immigration, government spending less. I mean, it's hard to argue with this stuff. The proof will be in the pudding. Words are words, actions are actions. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Cal and Oxbow was texting me as if we were just in a regular conversation through that whole media conference. He says, fear, 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 the media is driving me crazy. And that's alluding to what I was talking with. I mean, almost every question had to do with Donald Trump and the United States. Cal did say he has improved at the podium, much slicker. Not really any tough questions, though. No questions regarding green slush fund or emissions cap, for example. That's my point. I would have liked to have seen a couple of questions that were more West related. Kirk in North Battleford says, whoa, what a way to lead up to bugs and hugs. It's going to be an entertaining one today. 1-877-332-8255. We'll open up the phone lines here we'll open them up until 10 o'clock. Then at 10, we shift into bugs and hugs, which I feel like we can keep this conversation going if you would like to. Cindy with a text that said, Mr. Carney does not understand why drug tariffs are still in place, yet he previously in his speech listed all that he plans to do to make our borders more secure. I would imagine the fact that all that has not yet been done would be why they're still in place. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Charlie and Esther Hazy. Listening to Carney, the abuser in a relationship is seldom aware of and often denying the existence of their offense. Such is the case with Carney and Western alienation and the tired old rhetoric of coming together for a crisis and forgetting the offenses of the past. Carney will be judged on actions, not words. The West will no longer sit quietly and be abused in the face of liberal hypocrisy. Charlie, thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go to the phone line. Peter in Moose Jaw, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on what you heard the Prime Minister say? Oh, we need Peter. Thanks, Peter. What do you got for me?
I was just making a joke there, Evan. I said, look, Evan.
I know. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I being too critical?
He's very condescending when he talks to the media. There's no question about that. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. But I find this interesting when they talk about dealing with Trump. If you don't deal with Trump, Trump doesn't change his mind. He's been dreaming of tariffs for the last 20 years. Mm. So he's got this going. He knows what he thinks he's doing. And that's that. But what I question is this, is that I heard, and I was reading, reading a lot, and I listened to podcasts, and I heard that the Japanese and the Korean president both sent trade negotiators to Washington, and they said, you do not leave there, you have my authority, you do not leave Washington, say goodbye to your kids, say goodbye to your families, you do not leave there until you come back with a deal.
Wow.
Why is Canada not doing this?
Wow.
I mean, you know what, spend a few months in Washington, lobby, talk to people. There's lots of things that can be done here. The Congress is in play very soon. Let's get going on this. You got to talk to people. You got to be there. We need people pounding the pavement there, and I see nothing but rhetoric and talk. And all I heard from Carney today was a bunch of jibber jabber. Let's get going.
All right.
Trump respects hard work and dedication and persistence.
I love your passion, Peter, and I appreciate you calling in. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the phone line, back to the text line here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. We'll continue on with your thoughts on the speech from Prime Minister Mark Carney. Did you like what you heard from the Prime Minister? Was there something there that you feel shouldn't have been or something missing from it? Let's go to Dory Lake, Saskatchewan. John is on the line. What are your thoughts, John?
Hey, John. Sorry. Evan.
Hey, that's
sorry.
Okay. I take it as a compliment if someone calls me John.
Okay, sorry. I'm John, too. So, anyway, I've been a voter since the first Trudeau was in power. And I've never missed an election, ever. And I've been I've kept up with all the politics all the time. And what I see is from every Liberal government is they talk a good talk, but they never walk a good walk, ever. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that changing. I'm hopeful that something changes this time. But, I mean, how many times do you keep going back to the well and it's still dry? So
yeah.
What I would like to see is something different. And my opinion, I don't think Eastern Canada is going to allow any Liberal government to treat the West fairly.
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question for most of us out West. And I agree with what John said. There's some stuff in that speech this morning that was good. Does it come to fruition? That's the million-dollar question. And guess what? Just like that, we're going into Bugs and Hugs. This could be the topic you want to chat about. If you want to keep it on, go no problem. Or if you would like to shift to something else, Bugs and Hugs is next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.